You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back. Sherpa Shorts, 26 days through the alphabet.
26 episodes in 26 days, each of us taking turns choosing a word that corresponds with the next letter in the alphabet. And today, Matthew, it is your turn again.
Day 10.
Day 10 already. We are flying through this. This is awesome.
And so today...
What is your word for...
The letter J.
My word for the letter J is jerk.
That's funny.
Absolutely.
That's funny. I was thinking jagoff, which is a Pittsburgh phrase.
Pittsburgh phrase.
Which basically means the same
thing. It's the same thing. What do you do every student ministry, whether they have 15 people or 150 people, has a middle school kid or more and a high school kid or more who are just a jerk? They're just a jerk. I mean, they're just not a nice person. And that disrupts what we're trying to, it completely disrupts the environment we're trying to create.
Mm.
So how do you... Mm. As a pastor, as a leader, as a caring Christian, deal with a jerk.
Is murder too strong?
I think that's off the table, just based on how I read the penal code. I think it's off the table.
Okay. How do we deal with jerks?
Yeah.
Students.
Students who are just flat out mean.
Yeah.
You know? They just come in and they... pretty much create the opposite environment in your student ministry that you are sweating bullets to create.
I think that's the key there. I can take all kinds of chaos. I can take the squirrely kid, the flaky kid, the weird kid. It's the ones who are counter to what you're trying to build. They're the hardest.
It's almost
they're antagonistic.
Like, almost like they're purposefully trying to undermine what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they are.
They might be. I've had a few over the years that were, they were just really antagonistic about Jesus and Christians. So that may be one category of jerk to deal with. Another one is just the kid who just doesn't want to listen to any authority. That's a tough one too. This is going to sound super spiritual.
That's okay. We're spiritual people. Or at least I think so.
But you know that in most cases... the kid who's acting like a jerk has an issue.
100%.
There's something that's making them like they are. So in our best version of ourselves, we should be able to step back from the person's behavior and pray for and seek out what's making them the jerk.
Where is this behavior coming
from? Why are they acting this way? What are they angry about? What are they upset about? And see if you can get to that. Now, having said that, when you are leading a ministry and you're responsible for all of the students and the environment that you're creating, that's not always possible. It's definitely not easy because you've got to protect the flock.
Absolutely.
You've got to protect what you're trying to create. You don't want one kid behaving in such a way or treating others in such a way that other kids are going to stop coming.
Right.
And so...
have you ever called a student a jerk? Or I guess in your Pittsburgh lingo, a jagoff? Have you ever end of a retreat or a missions trip, you're tired. It's not the best version of ourselves. It's the real version of ourselves where you've actually said, you're just a jerk.
I did tell the kid I was going to come back to the back of the van and kick his ass one time.
Wow.
Does that count?
I think that's in the... we're in the ballpark. We're definitely in the ballpark.
He was a senior and he had it coming after 7 years of being a jerk.
I bet.
So, I don't know. No, I've never actually called somebody a jerk to their face. Have you?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It ended well.
Okay.
But it was a process. Mm. I mean, because, again, it wasn't a lie. I wasn't saying anything that was untrue. I was speaking truth, and sometimes truth is uncomfortable.
True.
And again, I didn't do it as well as I mean, it wasn't like I was my best version of myself saying like, hey, could you tell me why your behavior is right. making me think you're a jerk? No, it was a, dude, you're just a jerk. Why are you so mean? You know, and it was in a moment of frustration. So there was a lot of, there was some fires to put out there and there was some restoration to happen with the student and the family. But once we were able to restore that, we were able to get to those conversations of, okay. you know, why like this though? We're clearly trying to do this, and every time you walk in, you're doing the other thing, and I'm just at a loss for understanding why that is. Like, if you don't, if you're that antagonistic towards Jesus, or even for in this particular student's case, it was just antagonistic against our group.
Okay,
I'm just like, then why are you? I mean, I don't want to tell someone not to come, but I want to tell you not to come because. It you're miserable and you're making us miserable.
Is there a time when you tell the kid
I think you have
you cannot come? Your attitude is destructive to the group.
I think yes. I do. I think that's pretty extreme. And I think there's probably a lot of other avenues that we need to pursue. We need to
other
sit
steps
down with
to take
first. We need to sit down with them and their small group leader and have that initial conversation. Man, you seem on edge lately. You seem a little sharp. What's the deal? And then after that, you know, and maybe we try to get the parents involved, which may help or may be part of the problem.
Right.
You know, you never know that. There's lots of steps, but I do think at some point in time, because like you said, we have to protect the flock. We have to protect the group that we're trying to create, the group, the environment we're trying to create that Jesus can be present in. We have to protect that. And so at some point in time, I think we do have to say like, hey, you know, not you can't come back forever, but we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Until we can get to the bottom of what's really going on here.
Yeah, because you're trying to create intimacy and, you know, relationship. And so when someone's destroying that, it's difficult. Another kind of jerk, though, is it's the Christian kid sometimes, and to saw your face, I wish we had this on video, who's just being a jerk to the non-Christian kid and kind of destroying the welcoming atmosphere that you're trying to develop.
Yeah. Not very long ago, we had a group of students come for the very first time.
Okay.
They came because they wanted to play basketball. And you have to come to our youth group. We have this like
right.
basketball league. And you have to come to youth group to be on the team.
Well, theoretically, I've seen your team. LeBron doing in that game?
Don't even go there.
He's not in your youth group.
I'm above the line on this, I promise. But anyway, this group of kids, it was the first time they came. These are non-church kids. These are kids just coming. They just want a ball. So but if I got to come to this youth group on Sunday nights, I'll come so I can ball. That's great. They come. The first night they're there. They're outside playing basketball with a bunch of the other guys. Everything's going great. They're meeting other guys. They're out there balling, having a great time. One of my students went by where they set all their stuff down and grabbed one of the kids' wallets and was going through the wallet.
What?
I'm not even kidding. Just going through the wallet.
You should have just let the other kid take him out.
And this kid was...
visibly
upset. Ugh. And then, of course, he got very antagonistic very quickly, which, honestly, I don't blame him. I have no expectation for this kid. This kid doesn't love Jesus. This kid doesn't even know Jesus. He's just hanging here. I was so angry. I couldn't even believe because this kid was just a jerk.
Why did he do it?
I, you know what? We've gone round and round and cannot quite figure out why.
We had a thief in our group years ago. Legitimately a thief.
Really?
The kid he stole a couple of times. He actually went through the senior pastor's wife's purse one Sunday morning.
That doesn't feel like a good plan.
That was not good. And then on a retreat, there was some theft. And we were sure it was him, and we confronted him. He denied it. We sat down with his parent, with his dad, and he denied it before his dad.
Oh, no.
And it never did resolve because we knew he was guilty, but there was no confession.
Oh, that's tough.
Years later, I ran across that kid, actually, and his heart had changed a little bit, and we had a very cordial conversation.
Did you put a light on him? Tell me you did it.
Come on, hand over that money you stole. But yeah, he was a jerk. The truth was he was a jerk, and he wasn't going to change in that time, in that moment.
Right.
And so, honestly, it was better that he didn't come anymore.
Yeah.
As hard as that is to admit.
And I think that is sort of the takeaway, is that every student is on a journey. We know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the gig. Every student, and every student's going to travel that journey differently. And there are some kids in our group. They're going to be there, whether because their parents make them come, or because they come out of obligation, or because there's a cute girl or a cute guy. They're going to come, but they're a jerk, and that's their part of the journey. And that part of the journey might change while they're still in student ministry, but it might not. And so there's going to be just difficult times. But to keep in mind that they're a jerk because they need Jesus, right? Jesus, we can't fix them from being, we can't stop them from being a jerk, right? But the love of Jesus can. So jerks, you're going to have them, and it's going to be no fun, promise.
Yeah, just don't be one. And I would not recommend going to the back of the van and telling some kid.
You kick his ass. Don't do that. and I would not suggest in anger telling some kid they're a jerk and just flat out mean. Because it's just going to cause a lot more time on your plate because it's a while to hang out.
So summon all the patience you have, all the grace you have, and then recognize in the end, some people
are just jerks. All right, well, that's a wrap on today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Sherp is out.
Peace.
There is no reason in the world that the word jagoff should not be in the dictionary.
Jeez,